Wood County started its drug court a year ago with 8 offenders, all of them facing jail time for nonviolent drug crimes. Circuit Court Judge Edward Zappin Jr. says the weekly drug tests and counseling the program includes has put all the participants on the road to recovery. And he says it's saving the county money, as much as $70,000 that would have been spent keeping them in jail.
For every dollar that we spend, we're going to save money on jail bed days in addition to producing citizens who are going to typically obey the law, reduce recidivism.
Zappin calls the drug court approach the single best judicial innovation in the criminal justice system in the past century. But because the county faces a $3.5 million deficit this year, it's had to cut funds for staff who run the program. Sheriff Thomas Reichert says that's unfortunate because in addition to saving jail space, the program has important social benefits.
Families staying together, families reuniting. Generally, there's a very a good sense of spirit within the program that everybody's working towards a common goal together.
The county is looking for grants now to keep the court running. Meanwhile, in Dane County, the drug treatment court is expanding. Last year, 60 first-time offenders avoided jail by going to treatment. This year, the program will add 10 more slots. County Executive Kathleen Falk says despite tight budget times, the program has a 70% success rate at keeping people sober and out of jail, so it needs to grow.
That is a high level of success in any kind of criminal justice program. And the bottom line is it improves public safety and saves lives.
Several other counties are hoping to use federal grants to start drug court programs. There are more than 1,500 such courts operating now across the country. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.